At a public meeting in Augusta this morning, some proposed changes to Maine prison discipline policies came under heavy fire. The ACLU of Maine, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the NAACP, former prisoners, and a former corrections officer were among those objecting to rules governing everything from communication with the media and pen pals to power of attorney, discourteous and disorderly behavior, hoarding, and deception. They're calling on the state to withdraw or rewrite the changes. And as Susan Sharon reports, no one at this morning's meeting spoke in favor of them.
Over the course of 2 hours, nearly 20 speakers asked the Maine Department of Corrections to consider the effects of the proposed rules, which they say would further isolate prisoners, exacerbate discipline problems, and make it more difficult for inmates to successfully reintegrate into the community. Jan Collins, the mother of an inmate at the Maine State Prison and a member of the Prisoner Advocacy Coalition, says the DOC's own guidelines state that disciplinary action should not be capricious or arbitrary in nature. But Collins says some of the rules are difficult to reconcile with that objective. She points to hoarding as one example.
Gordon has always been an avid reader. In prison, he can have 5 books in his cell. If he has more than 5 books, it is considered hoarding.
And under the proposed changes, that's a Class C offense, punishable by up to 10 days in segregation, otherwise known as solitary confinement. Collins says her son could also face loss of good time that he has earned, assignment of extra work, loss of privileges, a $50 fine, or all of the above. And says Collins, for many prisoners, paying such a fine is impossible. Although they are required to work, only about 30% of them are actually paid for what they do.
My son is lucky. After 2 years of applying for positions, he now works in the kitchen. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. His compensation is $50 a month.
Joseph Jackson is a former inmate who spent 20 years at the Maine State Prison and who now serves as the coordinator for the Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition. He says monetary penalties used to be reserved for property damage and for treatment of injuries in prison. But Jackson says now fines are associated with every kind of infraction.
What we found is that this constitutes to a lot of money being taken away from a prison population. Just recently, over $1,500 were taken for prison tattoos.
Jackson says prisoners were ordered to strip down so that they could be inspected for unauthorized tattoos. Those found to have tattoos that were not previously noted by corrections officials were fined. But Jackson says the DOC hasn't been consistent about recording tattoos, and so some prisoners who were previously sanctioned for having them were fined a second time.
A few weeks before then, they wrote up about 27 guys for having a coffee cup in the window, Class A. So that's $2,700 removed from the population for having a coffee cup in their window.
Rachel Talbot Ross of the NAACP shares Jackson's concern that if fines are increased under the proposed rules, some inmates will never be able to get out of debt. Talbot Ross read testimony from several anonymous inmates who she later said declined to give their names for fear of retaliation. One took issue with the lack of clarity and subjective nature of the rule governing discourteous behavior.
This seems to me to be a judgment call. Who decides what's courteous and what is not? If an officer writes me up for being discourteous because I did not say please or thank you, will I be fined by the Class D protocol? Without any clear language, how am I to know?
Talbot Ross urged the DOC commissioner to revise a process begun under former Commissioner Joseph Pont, in which inmates, advocates, and corrections officers worked out discipline policies together. The DOC declined to comment on the testimony, except to say that it will be taken into consideration. Final rules will be posted on the department's website. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.